So, a while back, I went with a friend to a doctor's appointment. As I'm sitting in the waiting area, I noticed a large notification board on the wall. At the top, it said, "Patients' Rights." At first, it was the standard blurb about the right to your medical records, a right to a second opinion, and on and on. But further on, it said you have a right to ask about your bill. You have a right to ask about medications. You have a right to the standard of care. And I started wondering, what exactly is a standard of care? Not only that, but I also got to thinking that yes, you have a right to ask about your bill, but it doesn't say that you have a right to an answer either. Many months later, early in the morning, I ended up in the emergency room with some heart difficulties. Nothing too terrible, but certainly concerning enough to warrant a trip to the emergency room. After checking in, as we entered into a little cubicle, the nurse said, "Take off all your clothes." I marveled a moment and replied,
"Nah, we're not doing that."
She whined,
"It's just the standard of care."
There's that phrase again. So I asked a question.
"Oh, is what you mean by standard of care, is that like saying, this is what we always do, even if it has nothing to do with your situation?"
She gave me a crooked little smile, put her hand on her hip, cocked her head sideways a little and said,
"Okay, but you do need to remove your shirt."
"Ah, okay, I got it. I can do that." Shortly, she returned with an IV bag of saline, tubing, and an IV needle. She said,
"I need to get you hydrated."
I said,
"Nah, we're not doing that. I am well hydrated."
She whined again, definitely irritated this time, and said,
"It's only the standard of care."
Wherewith I repeated,
"You mean this is what we always do, even if we don't have to, and it has nothing to do with your situation?"
She said, "Fine," and left. The medical staff was irritated with me. My wife was irritated with me because she was scared and I was not being a good little doggy, doing whatever he's told. I was perfectly happy that I'd found the courage to stand my ground in the face of a world system that expects you to be too uncomfortable to object. One time years ago, after I had received the medical advice I was looking for, I refused treatment for something simple. The nurse threatened me with a menacing look and said, "I'll put it in your record you refuse to let us treat you." When I replied, "That would be okay," she seemed dismayed that her threat didn't have any effect. Through all this, I wondered, though, does God have a standard of care? The answer he gave me was a resounding yes.
Yes.
God's standard of care first comes to us when we receive Christ as our Savior. He pays off all our sin debt, and if we'll follow his lead implicitly, he'll even show us how to pay off our physical debts over time, if we'll let him. If we'll let him. Another of his standard of care items is immediately, by faith, we pass from death to life, and with that exchange comes all the privileges of being in the family of God. It is his standard of care that you are immediately entitled to speak to God on your behalf, or anyone else's, as often as you like, and you are extended the privilege that he will answer you. Maybe not now, but he will answer. Oh, yes, he will.
Yes.
Just imagine, you don't have to remember the names of a multitude of supposed gods. Only one who is the only one is all-powerful and sufficient in himself to take care of you as is his standard. You have the right to complain to God, maybe even argue with him if you disagree, and he will listen. Oh, yes, he will.
Yes.
Let me also add, it is his standard of care to also correct your poor attitudes. It is a privilege that you can complain and he will hear you and never persecute you if you don't agree. But it's also a privilege for God to correct you too. Not everyone is extended the privilege of correction, you know. The standard of care for us by God includes his extension of mercy and grace, compassion, kindness towards you, and he will even give you those as gifts in order that you can extend his standard of care to a lost and dying world. And you know, it's not like he's going to run out of mercy, grace, compassion, kindness, or any of those things, because he is perfect and he is infinite, so he is infinitely perfect. And all his mercy and grace and compassion and kindness are always and forever the same. They don't diminish. It is always the same. His mercy is infinite. His grace and compassion and kindness are infinite. They don't diminish and they don't wear out. That's something to think about. Because he is perfect, he is perfectly merciful. Some people are merciful, but only God is perfectly merciful. Some people are compassionate, but they are not perfectly compassionate because they don't have all the compassion. God has all the compassion. God has all the kindness.
All.
His standard of care includes justice. It is a guarantee by the blood of Jesus. The Lord will avenge evil perpetrated upon those who are his. It may not happen as you'd like or even when, but you can rest assured God's standard of care comes complete with his assurance of all his promises, including justice, complete and exact. And once again, he doesn't just have justice, he is justice, and it is infinite and perfect. It is perfectly infinite, and it never wears out, it never diminishes, because he never diminishes, and he is always himself. With Christ in our lives comes his standard of care, changing what we consume in order to make us spiritually, emotionally, and physically healthy. There is no need for us to be weak and anemic. If we'll listen to him, the Lord will guide us to healthy lifestyles which support and promote not only our well-being, but our becoming people who are upright in heart, mentally sound, morally awake, ethically straight, and physically prosperous. Jesus was crucified, dead, buried, and rose from the dead for you to be free of your karma and join him in a real love relationship.
Prosperous.
His standard of care is his everlasting love for us, which is far, far better than the life without Christ. And his love does not diminish. He doesn't just have love. He is love, and he is infinite, and he is perfect. So his love is perfectly infinite, and it never diminishes. Probably the most stunning aspect of God's standard of care is his everlasting, non-fading, over-the-top love for you and me. In his love for you, you will never be alone again. Yep, it's part of his standard of care, never alone again. God said it and meant it. I'll never leave you or forsake you. And if he says it, he means it. And he doesn't change his mind. In him there is no shadow of turning. He is infinitely perfect and perfectly infinite. And if he says it, he means it, and it does not fade. Even when you feel you deserve to be left alone to die in the desert, God will not leave you. Now that is far better than the standard of care of this world, which tips all its benefits in anyone else's favor but yours. and is more than happy to leave you lying wounded and dying in a ditch somewhere, typically only willing to help if they get paid. And of course, they're more than happy to leave you a bill, even if you weren't helped. But that's not God's standard of care. Jesus paid the price. His heart for us is to do well, to be wise and be clear-eyed.
Prosperous.
These are only a few of his benefits. The list of his standard of care runs into the distance. He is unmatchable and beyond comparison. He loves us, don't you know it? And will never stop pursuing you. Believe God. And what do you think? Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.